Lord Mayor, Niwatali Nelms, has conceded, and that means that the, well, elect Lord Mayor, Dr. Ross Kerridge, and Dr. Ross joins us right now. Welcome along, Ross.
Hi, thank you.
Can we just say congratulations?
Yeah, thank you. It's a change, and yeah, I'd like to acknowledge the previous Lord Mayor and her 10 years of service to the city. Obviously, there are some things that we disagree about, but we're both very passionate Novocastrians and wanting the best for the city, and that's certainly what I want to achieve over the next 4 years.
Ross, just a little bit about yourself. A doctor, and that is a medical doctor, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm a specialist anaesthetist at John Hunter Hospital. I've been working there for over 25 years. Originally from Newcastle, went away for quite a long time from a training and then came back here. I'd already decided to finish my clinical work in October this year, on October the 14th.
Yes.
For various reasons. This opportunity came up, and so it's the start of a new role in life.
So that means you won't be able to do any of your previous role at all, or?
I'll still be I hope to still be doing some teaching, and at least for a few months, some of my specialist colleagues have said that they hope that I'll come along to some of the clinical meetings where we discuss cases, but I won't be actually treating patients.
Well, that in itself is still a service to the community. So one of your visions for Newcastle when you started a run was bringing people together through community. Well, what does that mean to you?
It's a really interesting one because the five key themes, that was the last one, and I know it sounds a bit fluffy, and I didn't think people would pick up on it, but in fact, that's been the one that people have, I've seen people in meetings nodding their heads and saying, yes, yes, yes. I'm a bit, obviously validated, but I think it does reflect a concern for many people that, particularly with the effects of COVID, just changes in society, the rise of social media, that we're not talking to each other as much as we used to. We're living on our phones and on the internet, and the human interaction that makes communities worthwhile is being lost. And I think that at local government level, that we should be taking steps to address that. And it's been really interesting, even in the few months of the campaign, the number of people who have really responded to that theme.
Look, I think it's great, and we're very excited about what you can bring to that office, and I think it's also really nice that you acknowledge the work that Niwatali has done over the last almost 10 years. What actually happens from now? Because even though Niwatali has conceded, postal votes are still coming in. When would you actually take office?
Well, the official count doesn't finish until October the 3rd, like it is going through the paperwork at this stage. Currently the first formal meeting of council is scheduled for October the 8th. That will be mainly a ceremonial meeting for the swearing in of the new council. And then we'll get on to the business of agenda papers and such like after that.
Okay.
So there's a bit of time to work on yet.
Well, we're really excited about what you bring, and we can't wait to learn more about you, and I'm sure we'll talk quite a bit over the next 4 years or so. Dr. Ross Kerridge, congratulations to be the Lord Mayor of Newcastle.
Thank you.